Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday. I hope everyone had a great weekend and your Monday's been good so far. So what's up? How you doing? Did you guys do anything fun this weekend? Did you lay around the house and do nothing? Did you clean the house? Did you spend all of your weekend adulting, or did you squeeze in a little fun? I did some adulting this weekend, but as I mentioned on Friday's show, we all went to see the Nutcracker, where Sean's cousin Morgan was the lead for the Sugar Plum Fairy in the second act. This is our second year going, and let me tell you, it gets better every year. Seeing all the little kids on stage dancing and seeing the faces in the crowd, as well as all the beautiful costumes and scenery, and hearing the orchestra playing made for both a visually and audibly pleasurable experience. While it did leave me with thoughts of sugar plums dancing in my head, it also left some other things dancing in there as well. What, you may ask? Well, turn up that volume and let's get to it. Oh man, time to get up and get to it. Maybe press snooze a few times. It's funny how everyone has a different alarm sound to wake up to. It might be the classic sound that we just heard, or it could be something a little bit softer, less jarring. Or maybe you have your alarm linked up to your favorite music streaming service and you wake up to one of your favorite songs or one of your favorite artists. Sean's alarm is something very soft. It starts out slow and then gradually gets louder, and he wakes up with no problems to it. I, however, could not use that because I would sleep through it every single time. Well, my alarm sound now is much softer. It wasn't always like that. As I've mentioned before on the show, I'm a big fan of metal and rock. So I had my alarm linked up to Spotify, and it would play one of my songs from my playlist as my alarm clock sound. The first time I ever stayed the night with Sean, I forgot to turn my alarm off, and when 6 a.m. came, Sean was not awakened by the nice soft little trills of his alarm clock. Oh no, ladies and gentlemen. He was awakened by the sound of "What?" followed by more guttural screams, the crashing sound of the drums, and some pretty sweet guitar solos. Sean sat straight up out of bed and ripped his CPAP mask off and said, "What the hell is that?" I quickly tried to turn off my alarm and apologized, telling him, "That's actually one of my favorite songs." He said, "You wake up to that?" Well, I mean, yeah, I kind of needed something to jolt me awake from my sleep and get started for the day. Which led to an interesting conversation between Sean and I this weekend. I was in my bedroom and I was just, you know, browsing the TikTok and the Facebook, and I heard Sean's alarm sound going off, and I'm like, why is his alarm going off? He doesn't have a timer set for anything, not that I know of. So he came back inside and I said, "Babe, I heard your alarm going off. What's going on?" He said, "I just had my own ridiculous rambling thought. What if our alarm clock sounds are the theme songs to our lives, and that's the beginning to every new episode when we wake up, like that starts our new episode?" And I'm like, that's so funny, because I was thinking about something along those lines. I was thinking, does everybody have their own soundtrack? Does everybody have an internal monologue as well? If you're asking, what's an internal monologue? It's that little voice inside your head that just keeps running and running and running. You see where I'm going with this, right? My mind immediately went to the show Zoe's Exceptional Playlist. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. Zoe's Exceptional Playlist was a musical dramedy about a woman named Zoe Clark, who was a smart computer coder in San Francisco and discovered she could hear people's innermost desires as songs. Phew. Thankfully, that's all Hollywood and not real life, because how embarrassing would it be for someone to hear your thoughts about your crush? I wonder if it would sound like a 90s boy band hit. Oh boy, I'm so in love with you. Driving me crazy, don't know what I'm gonna do. Sorry, I think I even made myself cringe with that one. If my life was a soundtrack, it would have a little bit of something for everyone. There would definitely be some metal and rock in there, but like I've mentioned before, my playlist will take you anywhere from Broadway to the hood and everywhere in between. Sean's soundtrack would be very interesting to hear. Heavy on the Beastie Boys, with some yacht rock and some 80s, 90s tracks thrown into the mix. What would the soundtrack to your life sound like? Would it be a one-hit wonder, or would it be a Billboard sensation? Speaking of Billboard sensations, does anyone remember Casey Kasem's America's Top 40? Or is it just me? Am I that old? I often think that shows like America's Top 40 or even Soul Train were the pioneers for MTV. MTV, TRL, Total Request Live. Anyone remember that? The way everybody was packed in the streets and inside the studio jamming out to some of the hottest hits and crushing on Carson Daly. Usually I just listen to the songs as they're released, but do they still make music videos? Is that still a thing? Or is everything a Facebook reel and a TikTok video? And here's where we enter into the internal monologue. These are the things that go through my mind as I'm sitting here recording this podcast. I have a million other little small ideas running through my head. Whenever someone asks me, "What are you thinking?" I tell them, "You know that meme of SpongeBob where it's all the little SpongeBobs running around and everything's on fire?" Yeah, that's kind of what's going on in my head. Well, we all know I definitely have an internal monologue. I asked Sean, "Hey, babe, can I ask you a random question?" To which he raised an eyebrow and said, "Yes? Babe, do you have an internal monologue in your mind?" And while Sean stated he doesn't have one, he's heard that it's a pretty good mix of people who do and do not have internal monologues. What about you? Do you have an internal monologue? Do you have a bunch of little SpongeBobs running around and everything's on fire? Or is it cotton candy clouds and unicorns prancing through your head? Or do you have radio silence? So I decided to do a little research, thanks to our good friends at Google, still not endorsing the show. An internal monologue is defined as the ongoing stream of thoughts and voice a person hears in their mind. Essentially a conversation with oneself where you talk to yourself without actually speaking aloud. It's often referred to as the inner voice or internal dialogue. Now I'm an overthinker and I started wondering if people who are overthinkers have a higher chance of having an internal monologue. So thanks again to our friends at Google. Never going to endorse the show. They cite that yes, people who are considered overthinkers are more likely to have a prominent internal monologue, as their tendency to dwell on thoughts often manifests as a constant stream of inner dialogue, where they replay situations, analyze details, and question themselves repeatedly. Yeah, that pretty much describes me. Randomly at night, I'll be getting ready to go to bed and thinking, "Oh God, it's finally time to go to sleep." And then my brain's like, "Hey girl, hey. Remember that time you said," and just like that, I'm awake again. I guess the benefit to being an overthinker and that constant running monologue is it gives me time to think of how I want to approach a situation, what words I want to use, and play out multiple scenarios. It also gives me time to process some thoughts for the podcast while I'm writing. Heck, even sometimes when I'm recording. Sometimes I have everything rolling and an idea hits me and I'll go off script. This week I was bouncing some ideas around with Sean, and when I mentioned the internal monologue, he said, "I've often wondered if there are people out there who are living their lives like an episode of Scrubs." No, I don't want no Scrubs. After my musical interruption, I asked him, what did he mean? He mentioned how JD had a constant stream of thoughts running through his mind throughout the day. I sat there and nodded my head while the little voice inside said, "Oh, oh, I do, I do." Like the time I was in the Goodwill shopping, just browsing through the racks when Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline came on. I started thinking, just listen to the song, Amy. That's all you have to do. Listen to the song and look at the sweaters. Don't, please don't do it. People are gonna think you're weird. I was fighting a losing battle. As he got closer and closer to the chorus, I could just feel it building up inside. The little voice inside my head finally just said it. Screw it. You're gonna do it anyways. And right on cue, I joined Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum. Good times never look so good. Seriously, who hears that song and doesn't sing along to it? We were also talking about how would the inner monologue of a dog sound. What's running through their minds to get those little tails just a wagging away? Oh boy, my favorite human is here. Hi, human. I love you. Pet me. Sit down. Let's cuddle. There's a stick. Gotta get it. Here, take it from me. Nope, I'm gonna keep it in my mouth. I want you to play with me and throw it. Nope, I'm gonna keep it in my mouth. Oh, well, hello there. Welcome to my home. May I sniff your butt, please? I see you have a snacky. Would you like to share? Or cats. Ugh, the humans are home now. Rise, peasants. It's time for me to eat. Oh. Are you enjoying this cup of coffee? Allow me to put my paw in it after I've just buried my morning poo. See, doesn't that taste better? Trying to catch up on some emails? Allow me to walk all over the keyboard and put my butt right in your face. Why did my interpretation of a dog sound like Buddy the Elf? Also, I can't help but think that cats have a British accent, kind of like Snape, but with cute furry faces. Often while I'm prepping an episode, I'll be zoned in and typing away at my script, and the whole time it's like having someone over my shoulder saying, "That's good, but maybe say this," or "Man, that's a great line, they're gonna love it." Or when I say something, it'll trigger a song lyric and then I have to stop. Collaborate and listen. Sometimes it's helpful, and other times it's like, dude, just shut up. And then I remember, I just told myself to shut up. Now, maybe you keep your thoughts inside. Maybe you have to talk them out loud. Whatever helps you get through the day. See, that just made me think of another song. Bumpin' Uglies. Make it through the day. Whoa. See, I get so distracted. I have a inner monologue and also a live radio station that's ready to go at any minute. The hardest part for me is I'll have a random thought pop in my head while I'm working, and sometimes I can bring my mind back, and other times it wanders for about 20 minutes. And eventually, I do end up back on track. Maybe I have a touch of ADHD. Ooh, look at that. Shiny. So I've been working on some new things for the show. I'm working on getting a website up and running that I can post some audio links, pictures, or maybe even do a live web show too. In the meantime, I did create a Facebook page. Just search Ridiculous Ramblings, and you'll see my goofy little duck lip face pop up. I did start it on the fly, so it's still a work in progress, but stop by and say hello. I want to give a special thank you to everyone who has liked and followed the show's page so far, and for tuning into the show every week. I love you guys, and all the support has truly touched me. If you're tuning in for the first time, there's new episodes Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The show's available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Amazon Music. I'm still working on Apple, but I'll get there. Eventually. Now that I've got you all thinking about your own soundtracks and inner monologues, maybe I can get you to think about sending me an email with a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl, hey, to ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Well, I think that about does it for today. Don't forget to set your alarms to whatever tune wakes you up and gets you going. And babe, I promise, mine won't scare you awake this time. Keep rocking out to your own soundtrack and keep up that inner monologue. And remember, every day is a new episode. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.